Ron?
Yeah. Let's begin our discussion of a topic that relates to Yerideya and Techoshet Mishpat, where we're in our Yerideya section, as we started off the year with Evan Ezer, and we've been Yerideya, a couple of issues in Yanni Kashrus that we just had the past couple of weeks, and I was going to continue that, but hopefully next week we'll get to Tevilas Kalim, which I get a lot of shilas about, and it's something that we have to know, a lot of important, probably, that'll probably be a two-week shiur, we'll see how far we get. But anyway, today we'll talk about the issues relating to gambling and betting in Yana Dioma in the American world. You know, it's playoff football season. I usually give this in February, you know, before the Super Bowl. But either way, it's an important topic because it relates to buying a lottery ticket and other issues as well. So let's see. The question that could be asked is it okay to put money on a game? Game. I don't really have so into it. But everybody's putting money in, so I'll put money on the game. Or could I be part of a league that fantasy, whatever you want to say, basketball, football, you know, just be part of it. You know what? It's more for the fun. And so there is a. So what is that? What are the options and what are the shitas? I always tell this story when I give a shiur about this. It's a true story. Probably about 25 years ago. About 25 years ago, I was giving a shiur about this in my shul in back in the States. And somebody comes over to me and says, "Rabbi, come on." After the shiur, "Rabbi, you can already guess what I would have said about it." But, "Rabbi, come on, I'm the commissioner of the football league." I said, "I don't know." I said, "Find me a heather. You know, it's fine. I'll put it in the shiur. I'll put it in the sources." He's like, no, it's not. He said, "If I don't do it, the whole league's going to fall apart." I said, "Good." So he said, "No." I said, "Look, this is the information, and, you know, I'm not going to follow up. You know, I'm not." So anyway, so the next day, he's like, "Rabbi, you have to, you know, understand. I sent an email, you know, that my rabbi said that it's not appropriate. This is that. I got some fiery emails back." He said, "I'm not judging anybody. Anybody can take over the business and continue it." So I said to him, "Why don't you just do it for fun? You can still be the commissioner and just do it for fun." He says, "No, you don't understand." He says, so he explained to me. He says, "Baseball games like this, people do for fun. It's like for 7 months, and it's just like, but like football, American football is like they're in it for the money." And I said, so I still meet people from that league. That meet me like, "Rabbi Rosner, you ruined our football league." No, years later, I said, that should be my worst ever. But anyway, let's see. But I was very inspired that this man, who you know just you know heard something and he recognized that was the MS and he modeled his life after that. He didn't just say, "Oh, Rabbi, forget it." New chumras of the new, you know. But he learned from it. Anyway, so what's the background? So the Mishnah tells us in Masechet Sanhedrin. A list of people who are pasul derabanan to testify in court. There are many people that are pasul daraisa. That's not our topic today. Anybody who does an avera that's chayav malchus or worse, habitually, is pasul daraisa to testify. But there are many people that are pasul derabanan. The first one on the list is Misachi Bekuvia, somebody who plays with dice. Dice players. What is the issue of playing dice? So if you just play dice for fun, that's not a problem. Problem is you play dice for money, right? And you bet on it, and you. So what's the issue? So the Gemara quotes a machlokas amaran. Masachi Bekuvia, my kaavet. What are you doing by Masachi Bekuvia? Amar Ami Bar Chama. Number one, the magic word Mishum Dahave Asmachta, because Masachi Bekuvia is Asmachta. The Asmachta Lokanya, and Asmachta is not Kona. What is Asmachta? So Rashi explains Asmachta means a commitment that you're not fully committing to. That's basically what an asmachta is. It's based on a future event that didn't happen yet, and we'll get to details, but based on some future event, I don't have a full commitment. That's what's called an asmachta. Just parenthetically, this is a halacha shir, but there's a lot of lumdis. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig always mentions that whenever you have sugyas and shas, you have to know what are the overlapping sugyas, to know, you know, which what has to be discussed within what. So asmachta, tanai, and brera. Those three are overlapping sugyas that have to do with future events, having to do with the past, seeing the past, future in the past, tanai, brera, and asmachta. Those two, those three, end of the Lumdus topic. But that's just to keep in mind when you learn a Bi'iyun. But so Asmachta is, Rashi says, Davar, in source number two, Davar de Eino no Seino Midaito, La Somech al Davar She'eino. You're not giving with full fledged Das, but you're relying on something that, you know, will happen in the future. Some type of commitment when it's totally on something in the future. And therefore, gambling, right, Misachi Bekuvia, somebody who puts money on a dice game, is that's called asmachta. It's not called stealing, according to the Torah. What's stealing according to the Torah? I go over to your house and I go over to your hand and I grab something from you. That's stealing. Here, you gave it to me. We bet on something and you gave me the money. So on a Torah level, that's not stealing. But the Rabbanan go into the deep psyche of a person and say, deep down, you'd rather not have to give that up. You'd rather not have to give that up. So even though you say you're going to give it up, you know, you don't want to. I mean, also, you'd rather get, you know, your groceries for free, but you give money. You'd rather not give up the money. No, but that's a transaction. That's a chalipin, right? You give something and you get something. Here, you're committing right now to something in the future, and then when it happens, you know, I'm going to have to give it up. So Chazal say there's not full Gemira's Das, and therefore that is called stealing Midrabanan, right? And that's what it means, Asmachta, this type of commitment, Lokanya. It does not work as a Kenyan. And therefore, according to this, we'll get to, even if you do it once in your life, so you only stole once in your life, but it's still stealing, right? It's not, according to Rabbi Rechama, that's Asmachta. Number two, Rav Sheshe Samar, Kolki Agavna Lav Asmachta. Rav Sheshe says, no, Rav Sheshe says, that's not Asmachta. This is not a problem of asmachta, says Rav Sheshes. Ella, you know what the problem is? You know why you're pasul le'edus? Ella l'pishein asukim yishuv shalolam, because you're not productively involved in the world. You're not making a living in the normal way. You're just like, you know, you're gambling and you're making money that way. We can't have you as a witness because you don't know what it's like to make a living. You don't know the value of money like the way that other people know the value of money. And that is why you cannot be a gambler, because Eino Asukim Yisuvah Shalolam. The Rambam does have a Musar type of Vart in source number 3 in the Pirush Mishnah, as he says, even not to be involved productively in the world is itself an Avera. It's just not a Choshe Mishpat Avera. It's an ethical Avera. You know, you're not supposed to waste your life away. Eino Asukim Yisuvah Shalolam. So the Rambam has an important line there that every Yisod b'Torateinu Shein Roy La'adam La'hasikas Asmo B'Olam Hazel Be'echa Mishay Dvarim. Two things in life: Be'chachma La'ashlimbo Asatzmo Be'esek Sholo Kiyam Olam. No, everything should be productive. Your time and day should be productive, says the Rambam. Okay, but either way, that is the machlokas in the Gemara. What's the nafgamina? And I didn't read the end of the Mishnah. This machlokas amora might itself be a machlokas tanoim, but a nafgamina between those shitas is, what if somebody has a job? Somebody has a job and they just gamble on the weekends, or they gamble every couple of weeks. They'll go to a gambling place or a casino, or be involved in a like this sports betting pool or something like that. So according to Rav Sheshes, that wouldn't be a problem because you are osik b'yishuvah shalolam. Just on the side, you gamble a little bit. You're being productive. Okay, for those few moments, you're not being productive. Okay, because Rav Rechama, stealing is stealing. Doesn't matter how much you do it. So that could be a nafkamina between Rav Rechama and Rav Sheshes. So if we would stop here, we would say, okay, what do we paskin like? Right? If we want to go gambling just as on the side, and if we put all types of gambling and betting and everything in all the same type of category, Rabbi Rechama would say it's Asur, Rav Sheshes would say it's Mutter, let's hope that we pass in like Rav Sheshes. Right, that would be step number one. Yeah.
What about the Rambam understands it? He seems to be saying that you can't, even according to the opinion that it's not to be Yeshua Sholem, you have to be either involved in Chachma or Isaac. You can't be involved in either.
You have to be involved because, again, like I'm saying, like the Rambam is saying there, because Eino Zavishu Shalolim is an Isser. Right. Is that a Dine Mamanis Isser?
Can you take a break for that? I mean,
I'm saying, so the Rambam is saying it's an Avera, but it's not a Dine Mamanis Avera.
Right, but Rabbi was saying that, oh, if you have a job, then you could also...
If you have a job and your kids, I mean, every minute that you waste, we're mavato a lot of time in our lives. Rambam would also say that's Eino Oseg B'Yishuv Shalom during that time. So it's a question is where to draw the line. Okay, so that is number one. Question number two, though. According to Rav Sheshes, why isn't this Asmachta? Right? Asmachta Lokanya. Right? Did this have commitment? That's a question that all the Rishonim deal with. Why isn't this a case of Asmachta, according to Rav Sheshes? So then we're going to figure out, even if we pass like Rav Sheshes, maybe not every case is created equally. And therefore there could be problems of Asmachta, even according to Rav Sheshes. It's just that this case isn't Asmachta. Even before we get there, I just wanted to mention, because just go in the order of the Marmakomos, there is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether, even according to Rav Rachama, your Pasol Midravanan, but is it Gezel Del Raisa? I mentioned before, Pashas is Gezel Del Rabbanan, that's what most assume. But there are some deists that hold it's Gezel Del Raisa, just Pasol Del Rabbanan. And that's an important part, because why would that be? Why would there be Gezel Del Raisa and Pasol Del Rabbanan? Because there is a Gemara elsewhere that says, if somebody doesn't think that what they're doing is wrong, then they're not going to be Pasol Eidus Del Raisa. If what they think, so if people don't think, or even Del Rabbanan maybe, if people don't think gambling is usur, then they might still be able to be an aid at a wedding. Once they go to the shir about gambling, right, and they hear that it's usur, as we'll see, right, so then that'll be even worse. So it's tricky. I remember Rav Schachter likes to tell the story. I heard this a couple of decades ago. I remember you saying, I was once at a wedding, and we were called up. I was called up to be an aid kiddushin, and we go up to be an aid, and the guy next to me was called up to be the other aide, and he doesn't come up. I don't know, I go up to be an aide, and I don't know, he's sitting next to me, he didn't go up, you know. They called him again, they thought he wasn't there. After a few minutes, they called somebody else. He says, and then the next day I knew why, because he was on the front page of all the newspapers for embezzling money. He got arrested, and he knew that he was Pasol Eidus, and therefore he didn't want to be the aide at a wedding. Okay, but it's a very lamaisa, I guess he was at least honest in that way. You don't want to apostle up the marriage. But anyway, that's within Rabbi Brachama. Rav Sheshes, why doesn't Rav Sheshes say that this is Asmachta? So, two major approaches. Rashi. What does Rashi say? Source number two. Why isn't this Asmachta? What are classic cases of Asmachta? So there were a few in the Gemara. One case is, let's say, I owe you money. I owe you 100 shekel. So what do? I paid you 50. I don't have the other 50. And we don't have a pen to like cross it out and say you owe me 50. You know what we do? We give the shtar that says I owe you 100, we give it to a third party called Mashlish Eshtaro. And I say, we both agree, I tell the third party, you know what? If by next Wednesday I don't pay the guy, give him back the shtar. And he'll be able to collect the whole 100 again. That's the case of Asmachta. That's a classic case, that's what the Gemara called Asmachta. That's called Mashlish Eshtaro. So what's the difference between that case and the gambling case? So Rashi says the difference is it in my control or not? The more something is in my control, that's worse of a problem. Because I think I'm in control. I'm not committing to anything because I think I'm gonna pay. That's a smachta. If I end up not paying and then you're gonna give him back the shtar, I'm gonna have to pay the whole 100, that's a smachta. That's gonna be stealing on your part. Because I really don't think that it's going to come to that. If I feel like I'm in control, it's biyadi. That's worse. You know why this case is totally not asmachta? The way that Rav Sheshes understands? The situation is where it's total chance. Total chance. He's not like a professional dice player. It's like, I don't know, a slot machine. Something that's total chance. Right, says the Rashi. The Sabar called Bazeb Biyadi Lasos. Right, what's the case of Mashal Shtaro? He thinks it's in his control to pay for the loan. There's another case where somebody has a piece of land. If I don't work the land, I'll pay you in full. Another type of case where that's in Bamitsia. But Umeresha Kimasi Adati Lo Yavli Lasmachtogamasni. The Toe Vesaber Lo Yavli Dekach. Aval Hachalo Samechamidi. But in our case, he has no idea. So that's why Rav Sheshes says that's not a case of Asmachta. If it's total chance, no skill involved, no control, that's Rav Sheshes' chiluk of Asmachta. That's Rashi. And the first day of Tosfos also goes in that direction. Tosfos is Mechalik in source number 6 between different deos about how much in control and how much one exaggerates. Tosfos' lashon is, you know, if you're exaggerating, so that's a problem of Asmachta. But again, it's the same risod that you don't think it's going to come to that. Exaggeration. I'll pay you 100. Just give me back the shtar. It's all the same idea, though, that first day of Tosfos. But Rabbeinu Tam has a different shot. Turn the page to the top of the second page. Rabbeinu Tam has a different shot. The end of source number 6. Asmachta says, Rabbeinu Tam, in Rav Sheshes, is only where I only stand to lose. I don't stand to gain. All the cases of Asmachta, that's the type of commitment it is. And nobody likes those commitments. Who would go into that commitment? So that's not a fair commitment. Right? In the case, if I don't pay by Wednesday, give him back the shtar. I have nothing to win in this case. I only stand to lose. That's Asmachta. But in a case where I stand to win or lose, so then I can be fully committed. And that's what Rav Sheshe says. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Near Rabbeinu Tam, Lefarish, Kalki HaGavnal V'Asmachta, Delavi HaSmachta, Elahecha She'ein Yachol Arviach. If you can't win, could go in Mashle Shtaro, you're not going to profit. Aval Hacha Loavi HaSmachta, Mishim Dekiva, Deshnayim Heim, Kol Echad V'Echad Makri L'Chavrei, Migo Divoi, Marvech, Voi, Iyu L'Miklinam, Yano Gavar Makri, because I have the chance to win, so I'm really, even if I lose, I'm okay, I'm really committing to it, because of that chance. B'Yahi Hana. So we stop here. So now we have, okay, most cases of gambling nowadays, you have a chance to win. You know, who would go into a case where you don't have a chance to win? So if we paskin like Rav Sheshes, and if we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, then we're good to go. Right? Then we'd be so far so good. That's two. So that would be a nafkamina. Pashtus, nafkamina between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam within Rav Sheshes would be most cases of gambling. So who do we paskin like? So what does the Rambam say? Very unclear. Very unclear. But at least we have to assume that it could be that he paskins like Rami Bar Chama, and the Shulchan Aruch is going to quote the Rambam, as he always does. And therefore, for Sfardim, as we'll see, it is already step one. You don't get to step one. You don't get to Rav Sheshes. Because the Rambam says, in Hilchas Eidus, he says in Source number 7, what's the Tzachet Bekuvya? Shalote Omnes Elohu. He says, only if that's your only umnis. But then he says, but it's a little bit like stealing. It's like, which is that? Ein lo umnis elohu is like Rav Sheshes. He says, ava gezel. And then Hilchas Gzela, he also says, right, in source number 8, gezel midivrayim. So, sounds a little bit like Rami Bar Chama and a little bit like Rav Sheshes and all the mefarshim, all the nosekil, I'm trying to figure out, what is the Rambam paskening? Who is he paskening like? So Magen Mishnah says, right, maybe he's paskening, he thinks he's paskening like Rami Bar Chama. Based on a Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara assumes that, you know, Mesav B'Kuvi is because of Asmachta, and there's no Machlokas there. Lechem Mishnah, the next story says, also, the old try, the Magen Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, all try to figure out what the Rambam is holding. The Lechem Mishnah assumes that it's a little gazelle, but it's not fully gazelle. So if that's your only omnis, so then you're really a bad guy. We're not going to puzzle this. Somewhere like in the middle, what he says in 12. So Rav Sheshes Gamkin gazel ksas. Oh, this is maybe you were referring to before. Even Rav Sheshes holds it's a little bit of gazelle, a little bit of an aveira. Avalein leposlo mishub bishvil kach. That's not enough to puzzle him. You're still doing an aveira. According to that shot, then even Rav Sheshes holds that it's usur mishum gezel. It's just that we're not going to passel you le'edus for that. That's Lechem Mishnah. The Chlishi Aran assumes that the Rambam holds there's a difference between an isser and passel le'edus. Also, it is asmachta, b'chulu. Okay, either way, not 100% clear what the Rambam Shita is, but he definitely might be holding like Rami Bar Chama. There is one other t'nai, though, that the Ramah quotes in Choshe Mishpat, to allow these types of kinyan, based on Tosfos. Tosfos says in the Source 15, and the Ramah quotes it, in Shulchan Aruch, the money has to be physically given beforehand and put into a mutual rishus. Rishus harabim, rishus owned by both, but it's called Ma'os al Hadaf. Tosis quotes that in the Tosis that we referred to before, we have it in 15. Vada vaskinim asai b'kuvya kani, davka k'shemo shneim al piyadaf. Lafisha adaf, amakam kani lo so shi arviyak, de likro samo sa shir olav. But if I'm going to pay you later, that's also not good. So what's called mo'os al adaf? That's very tricky. When does the money go into some public or joint bowl? But if we put it all together now, so now what do we need to make gambling mutter? We got to pass in like Rav Sheshes. We have to pass in like Rashi in Rav Sheshes. Right? That, no, I'm sorry. Not Rabbeinu Tam. If I pass in like Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi will be there because any type of skill. Every gambling is a type of skill. I think I know the players. I think I know the cards. I think I know. It's all skill. What? We'll get to lottery. We'll get to lottery. That's not gambling. To make it mutter, we got to pass like Rav Sheshes, we got to pass like Rabbeinu Tam and Rav Sheshes, and the money has to be al adaf. That the last one already is, when does that happen? But when it might not even get there, right? Various, Machlokas Rishonim, who do we paskin like? The Rambam might paskin like Rabbi Brachama. Other Rishonim, Bali Tosfos, the Rif paskin like Rav Sheshes. Okay, step one, right? Rav Sheshes might be helpful. Step two, which shot of Rav Sheshes? Rabbeinu Tam? No. Rashi and the Ri are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Meaning, if there is any skill involved where I think that I know better, my wisdom, my experience, the way I play, so then it's a problem. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in 18, the different levels of Asmachta that we saw before from the Ri. 16 was where he quoted the Shulchan Aruch quoted the Rambam. But this is what the Ri quotes in the Ri is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So you don't really get to the third step, and the money's not on the daf anyway. In most cases, you have the money; you're going to pay afterwards, even beforehand. What do? You put the money in your friend's pocket. That's no better, right? If I always lose, so then I'm not violating any yisur. If I never win anything, maybe I'm not violating lifnei iver. But if I always lose, then there's no stealing going on. But that's not person wouldn't be doing that. So this is all the background of the issue. Again, if there's anything else, any other tzavah hakel, we're open to hear it. But this seems to be pretty clear cut. But let's talk about the cases. Okay, Lamaisa, number one, sports betting pools, any type, fantasy, putting money on a game, anything where I really think that I know who's going to win because I know the quarterback and I know the players, I know who's. That's a problem. That's based on skill, and therefore that would be gezel derabanan. They say it's okay. We're totally mochel miyaish. Chazal have their understanding, and therefore anything based on skill is a problem. Any card game for money, any card game, it's all based on skill. Some skill. There's also luck involved too, but any card game would be a problem. A slot machine could be mutter. That's total chance. I mean, it's Baal Tashlis, but as we'll get to soon, maybe. But something that's total chance. So somebody once showed me a couple years ago that there's one thing that they have that there's this type of betting that is total chance. It's called the boxes. It was the boxes. It was the box. You have like square with like 100 boxes in it. And at the top and the bottom of every thing is like a number, 7, 10, 15, and on the side. And you put your name in one box. And if at the end of one quarter or one period of the game, the two teams have these two numbers at the end and their scores, then you win. That's total chance.
Betting is always going to be chance. You could think anything.
I'm saying, but in that case, what is there a skill to know that if they're going to have a 7 in their score at the end of this quarter? No, that's what.
There's a lot of cheshbon that goes into the end.
If there is cheshbon, then it's usser. The way that it was described to me was that it's total chance. What do you say, Matt?
I think they randomly do that.
Right, that's the other.
It's even random numbers. Okay, the whole thing is random.
You,
then for
you
sure.
You and then they just give you a box.
Okay, fine. So then that's then that would be me'ikar din. It wouldn't be asmachta. Wouldn't be asmachta. That would be okay.
This falling is off.
According to Svarim, Rav Avadia is just very machmir about everything in this area. He just was not happy getting even close to this. No, maybe not, because this whole spar was to explain why Rav Sheshes hold the Sada Smachta. But Rabbi Brachama said it was a Smachta, right? And therefore it would be a more of a problem. Yeah?
How about buying multiple entries? Would that be a problem? Like
double stealing.
No,
multiple entries. So you're, yeah, what? Multiple entries, what? Of the boxes?
Of the boxes.
No, I don't think so. It's still all chance.
You're increasing your odds of
winning. Yeah, so what? You're increasing your odds, but it's still total luck. You're increasing your odds of losing, also. Mm-hmm. Right? You can lose more. Okay, so that is in terms of of that. What about a lottery ticket? What about, I'll take the question a sec, what about a lottery ticket? So is there an issue? So Rav Avadia is not a fan of lottery tickets. Look in Rav Avadia in source number 21. He quotes Achronim. Then Isser Gezel Midevrayim, line 21. Isura Miyaika, Mufurish Midevrayim. I feel opposing Alakha Grev Sheshes. Even if you guys like Grev Sheshes. Right, it's not something. And then he quotes the Rivash, which we're gonna see a little bit later. You know, that this is not an activity that one should be involved in. It turns to the top of the next page. V'yafa pisha Ashkenazim kibbul aleim das ramah. Yechom lisboch ala b'nido didon. Right? And Ashkenazim can buy a lottery ticket. Shari hiter api l'schok b'kuvya u'bnei Ashkenaz yotzim b'yad ramah. You know, he always quotes that. Right? V'kom akom l'didon shom anafsho yurcha b'hem svardim shenat. Right? He thinks it is a problem. In Maskana Ladina, he quotes at the end, they should not buy a lottery ticket because of Asmata. But many other poskim say it's not a problem. Many other poskim say it's not a problem, maybe even according to Sfardim. Again, Ravadia, he's the Rashka Bahag for Sfardim. But there are those that say maybe a lottery ticket is not Nechshav gambling. Bilgen Rav Sternbach in Source 22 in Shubas Van Hagas, he quotes a number of different Svaras. He says, what's Asmata? Asmata is a commitment based on a future event. A lottery ticket, he argues, it's not a commitment. The transaction is over. You buy a ticket, and now the ticket is yours. The ticket might go up in value if something happens tomorrow. You hope it does. But there's no commitment to do something in the future. You bought the ticket already. It's like you buy real estate, and the real estate goes up in value. Right? That's not asmachta, a commitment based on a future event. So asmachta shasla machaber hanu im omer shil kashiya dar ploni ekne o etain ubaze have asmachta balokana avokan konek kartis shabach shabashuk kama dolarim, today's worth a couple of dollars v'yachol limkar asach shab lekabel shabiyon, I can get its value v'nichlas bezelashka kamo kol esek, it's an investment, I'm investing in this ticket v'rakim agrala hi baofan shemisha mafsis orach l'shalim, if it was that if you lose you have to pay more, so then maybe you could that's a problem. So then, Avokan, it's done already. The Kenyan is appreciated. It's like a stock. It's like buying a house. And therefore, it is allowed. And he quotes another Tzalva Hakel, and this other post can say, let's say by lottery, a large percentage of lottery tickets, monies, goes to education, goes to roads, goes to, you know how many schools in this country? Is a big sign on it, Mifala Pius, right? So we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, asmachta letztaka is kanya. Because Jews want to do the right thing. And therefore, if it's an asmachta for tztaka, it's kona. That's part of the idea many shuls have, or organizations have, Chinese auctions, or these other type of hagralot, to win something. You know, if you give money to the shul, and you'll win a trip to Israel. Right, something. So why is that? Why is it an asmachta? So one reason is asmachta letztaka is kanya. That's one of the reasons that's deep down every Jew wants to do the other thing is that it might not be any skill in those cases. Like you just put a piece of paper in a hat and they're gonna pick your number or not. That's not any type of skill. So that's another reason why it might be stuck. So somebody said to me, okay, so if I give all my money or a percentage of the money from this betting sports thing, you know, to the shul, you know, I said the shul doesn't need stolen money. You know, it's stolen, and then you don't get. If you say directly, all the money that's won will go straight to the shul, not to anybody specific. Everybody puts the money in, and all the money is going to go to the shul. Then fine. Who's going to get the aliyah that week to give? Who gave the? Okay, but either way, that's that.
What?
If it's all goes to staka, everything, then that's
your choice or whatever. You win.
Correct. Then that's mutter. Then there will be mutter if it all goes straight to tztaka. Straight to tztaka. Yeah.
Is this a problem from Jews taking from Gai or not?
So we pass you not allowed to steal from a guy either.
But even though this might only be Kezel to
Rabbah. Yeah, you're not allowed to steal that. We don't like to have any chilukim. Yeah.
Would it send to the stock market as well?
It would have sent to the stock market lachar also. Yeah. This has been the general issue of asmachta and the Gezel stealing. The poskim do mention other elements. Meta issues relating to I gave the Shulchan Aruch in 23. Nada l'staka basmachta chayev litain. but there are others. The Rivash already. The Rivash is a late Rishon, 1400s, Talmud of the Ran, that generation. Says the Rivash in 24, he talks about Maslachi Bekuvia. The Afilu the Rav Sheshes, the Sfir Lehazen, the Lekas, Lach, the Bekuvia, Mikal Makom, Dovar, Mechuar, Umisuav, Umishukats. It's ugly, disgusting, and abominable, right, to be involved in such a behavior. You know, what is the, you know, what else does the halavai, a casino, the biggest problem should be the little Gezel Durabanan that one is doing there. You know, I've never been in one, but, you know, I've heard, you know, what goes on in casinos, or there are other issues that go on relating to other major averos. And therefore, the hashpa that one have, that the feeling that one has. So again, if somebody's, that's in the environment that there is. But again, the Rivash says it's not something that we're supposed to be involved in. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in 25, L'sachik beklafim, ubingo v'chadome, af she'en al zeh iser barer, heim zar mechuarim v'chal makam shehu. Moshe Avleit said, you're not supposed to bet your money away in this type of way. Rav Schachter likes to say, if there's anything that a large portion of the society looks down upon, an Orthodox Jew is not allowed to be involved in it. That's his lashon. If there's anything that a large percentage of society looks down upon, like why are you involved in this? So you might say, well, plenty of society doesn't think there's any problem with gambling. But again, there's a slippery slope with, oh, this type of gambling is okay, not type of gambling. It's something that, you know, we should be wary of. There is many talk about Rahman al-Islan. It's something that, you know, can lead to an addiction. There is something called the gambling addictions, which has destroyed families. Rahman al-Islan speaks to psychologists, psychiatrists, and therefore every addiction starts off very innocuously and very harmlessly. Every addiction. Whether it's drinking, whether it's drugs, whether it's gambling. Rahman, a number of years ago, maybe some of you might have known in your high schools, I remember a number of years ago, there was a principal that was talking to me about an issue in his school, in his high school, about kids, and then you have to pay back, and you have to get more, and it's terrible. So one has to, these are more meta issues. You know, sometimes gambling could be a first step to other types of addictions. So, you know, we should all know there's the technical issues. And then there's the just, I'm never going to get there. I'm just putting some money on a game. I'm just like, I'm in yeshiva. But still, so then you get to the technical issues. But we have to know what this behavior is generally associated with and make sure that we recognize that it's not just chosh and mishpat, it's yoredeya. Right, and, you know, it's about how we live our life. And one should be wary of this. Again, a lot of people out there don't know that it's a problem. But it's, again, I said, find me a heter. You know, anything that's total chance, okay. Total chance. And put money on the daf. You know, you have to give the money. And let's stucca. But other than that, there's not really much to wiggle room. Yeah.
What about dreidel on Hanukkah?
Dreidel on Hanukkah. So the best thing to do is you play dreidel, but you're not really playing. You play with the jelly beans. And then you get rid of all the jelly beans equally afterwards. That's when the poskim talk about this asmachta. You look in the Bir Halacha in the Hilchas Chanukah. Chanukah is where it comes up. Yeah, but even on Chanukah, it shouldn't be done for money. It shouldn't be done for that type of case. Okay, we'll stop here. But Hashem, next week we'll do Tevilas Kalim. Tevilas Kalim. Yeah. For food?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be. You get into a habit of playing. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be done. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about. Let's say somebody is a Masachi Bekuvia. So how does he do tshuva? It says he doesn't even gamble for nothing, for fun. That's how he does tshuva. So you see, that's a way to purify ourselves. Okay, let's go ahead.